And today is the 16th of March, and joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Alistair McKinnon. Good morning, Alistair.
How are you, Tom?
Very well, thank you. So what have you learnt about today in history?
Well, on this day in 1935, Hitler openly started German rearmament, breaking the Versailles Treaty. So the Versailles Treaty, which was signed after World War I, put restrictions on the sizes of Germany's army and navy. Prior to this, in 1933, Hitler had withdrawn from the Geneva Disarmament Convention, or conference rather, when the French refused his demands that Germany be allowed the same military powers as other states. And so for 2 years, the German military actually expanded in secret until in 1935, Hitler felt strong enough to go public about Germany's military expansion, of course violating the Versailles Treaty.
What was Europe's reaction at the time?
Well, France and Britain were the two European countries that dominated the treaty negotiations and so were responsible for much of the conditions imposed on Germany, including the limits on their military power. Unfortunately for Britain, however, their economy had been destroyed by the Great Depression and so they really couldn't afford another war. And France, they went into defensive mode. They built what was called the Maginot Line, a series of forts along the French and German border. But they weren't willing to engage in military conflict with Germany without British support.
Now, that name Hitler that you mentioned before, I think some people might know sort of where the direction of where this story is heading, but did this sort of lead into World War II?
Yeah, well, it was a really significant moment because it showed the rest of the world that Germany was powerful enough to defy essentially what was international law. France and Britain favoured appeasement, which translated to just turning a blind eye to Germany's increasing belligerence, such as their invasion in 1938 of a part of the modern-day Czech Republic known as Sudetenland. And then, of course, war broke out the following year when Germany invaded Poland.
Well, what else happened on this day besides some war?
Well, you may have seen the movie I, Tonya. Today is the day that the American ice figure skater Tonya Harding pleaded guilty to felony attack on rival ice skater Nancy Kerrigan. This story was a huge scandal at the time, back in 1994, because of the bizarre nature of the events.
So for those who haven't been lucky enough to catch the film, can you give us a bit of background on that Tonya Harding story?
Yeah, sure. So back in 94, Nancy Kerrigan, who was Harding's main competitor in the US figure skating team, ice figure skating, was attacked by an assailant who was later identified as Shane Stant. Stant was hired by Harding's husband, Jeff Galooly, and her bodyguard, Sean Eckhart, to break Kerrigan's leg. Their plan was to take her out of the Winter Olympics that were held later that year in Lillehammer, Norway. But Kerrigan sustained only a bruised knee after Stant hit her once with a telescopic baton and then ran off. Harding, for her role in the conspiracy, was stripped of the national title she'd won only that year and was banned from competing in the US for life.
Such a crazy story. How did life turn out for both of those women afterwards?
Well, surprisingly, Harding was allowed to compete in the Winter Olympics. Kerrigan, whose knee had recovered in time for the Olympics, went on to win silver medal, and while Harding finished eighth. Harding's since had less successful careers, both in professional boxing and wrestling.
But she's having a little bit of a resurgence now, thanks to the movie. I think she's making a few appearances around the place.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen the movie myself, but I might check it out.
Might have to check it out now. Alistair, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.